as the is about the view. So it's a profound view. Next is meditation, then about conduct, then the oral instructions of the hearing lineage, the following that the stages of the bhumis and paths, after that the attainment of Buddhahood in one lifetime, then the Lama of the lineage, then the last is a student who is a suitable vessel. So these are the eight profound meanings or topics, and then each of these is adorned. So then we have eight ornaments of these eight topics. So you should, when you're singing this song, then think about what the eight profound meanings or topics are, and then how they are adorned. And so an analogy for this would be, there's a person is very beautiful, and then they are wearing lots of beautiful ornaments and jewelry, they look even more beautiful. So even though the person may be beautiful on their own, if they aren't wearing fancy clothes and the beautiful ornaments, people in the world don't think they're all that beautiful. But when they're adorned with jewelry and whatnot, then they look very beautiful.
Drondo da teton tam je sem na chu chen sem je ne lok to na te sem je ne lok tro pa ta dra ba to na tha da che ta ba re ta ba sab don tok pa re yin ya long da rik pa me na jin da che ba ta ba ma re ti te na long da rik pa yo na te ne jin da che ba ta ba re m zung je po la jin cha ta kwan da wo jin cha ya bo ta kwan da wo cha ser che ser ta Serge alone la Dorje Palam Gentra Jabala Soba Tene Najinta Dalula Ku Jinja Yapu Kampada which are long record.
So in the first verses we have a presentation of the view. And so if one cuts through superimpositions or exaggeration and doubts from within, then that is the view free from extremes. And when that is joined with scriptures and reasonings, it is greatly adorned. So this is like having a beautiful person wearing beautiful jewelry, wearing diamonds and gold jewelry and wearing fine clothing. They look very beautiful. So free from extremes is adorned by scriptures and reasonings.
Tene tereng tab sabdon la dekhi tes jabe. Yeda kale kale.
So today we only have an explanation on the first stanza, which is about the view, and then slowly we'll get to the others.
Oh,
you're not actually chanting the third line the correct way. So the first two lines in each stanza have eight syllables, and then the third one has nine.
Then in Malaria Pate, Rangyinjinga can repeat sing Rosor Madavazovare. Dun sing Nidang, Jitik Nidang, Gosik Yupazovare.
So Milarepa was a natural poet, and his songs then come in different forms. Some lines have seven syllables, some eight, some nine.
Rose,
Martin Bebgubi, Nedon here sent it, Niba Gaza Dag and Mazine, Mone, Tango, Tapa Drogindo, Tamalo Laran, sending in each of us.
You're now in this section of the new self of phenomena, which has five sections, and we completed yesterday the first of these. Which is the key points which are to be ascertained in the beginning. And we are now in the second section, which is the nature of the self-entity, which is to be negated. And the root text says, like taking a rope to be a snake, its essential nature is clinging to what appears to an ordinary mind as truly existent, in terms of its specific characteristics.
Chudate ngone, chudate ngo karesana, chudate ngone. Yebja pendeva, oma yebja pade, ludrup juloma ariandeve, songre. Yepja pati in deva le somebody. Yepja bendeva le. Tokpa yepa kone yepa nida. Chuja dancing tang namdo de yona. Dene namdo de yor chuda de yepa nava yore. Chuja dancing je namdo mina yomare. Chuja dancing je namdo mepar. Mepar depa nye. Mepar Dabani, Mepar Tedane Korma Chapasijete Joe Magbar, because of Chuja Danze, Chuja Dad and Namdog Takpa Imbesena, Chuja Danze Yona, Danze Telada Yavana Nagin Angre, Chuja Danze Mina Chuda Yamare. De Korma Chapa Joe Magba, big on the temple. Takpa do. Takpa dogpa la takpa dror ta rangang ngoo ni mato pao. Tse mo takpa trawo la dror dun trupe tse. Tene dron zen je dorro sampe namdo la tute, namdo la ten te dror yoba na wo chagre mato, sumare mato, ngane takpa la dror yoba mare. Tena ye chuja da se je te takpa la dror dun trupe yendo, Tene namdo ke takpa samre mato tondo mato. He song batara. Toma mepa ne, jeva toma mepa tuni. Gombe, bakcha gombe. Shinji je marek pe wangi. Sinji je marik pa si jete simji tam je tundro chunje la rang yin je nga da sambe tene nam to je re te la linji je marik pa se. Linji je marik pa wang ki tov je tamar pe lo la kanza tamar pe lo la na ve zog la soba zog dra te ro rikza la soba sarur ji chu da nang chu Nang chu de rang lu, wang bong e de lu la so bare. Nang chu tam jian. Yang nang chu de rang kanza rang pung bong al yan de ge jian. Nang chu tam jian. Rang rang ken sin yi to den bar he ba kang yin ba te. Sanang chu nam la, de ne nam do ke rang ken sin yi yo ba ngo yo pan da wo ji xing ge yo re. Kang yin ba te. Then a takba drodar. That tabu taxor te takba la drodan turbana ore. Then a takba drodar to. Tokpe takba sound to seje. Seje. Tokpe namdoka tabare mato yodo yomare. Takba la drodan turbate. Namdoka takba sound mato. Takba la drodjum of yomare. Take in the takba drodar to. Tokpe takba seje. Tokpe takba samre mato. Then a Chuji dada ngobo yo mare, madobare. Ngobo nam rangyin to dropa mayimbe. Ngobo sananga ngobo nam la rangyin ji dropa, denba dropa, ngobo dropa yo mare. Dropa mayimba. Mayimbe sena, te kona ni sembetse. Te kona ni sejete, te le yin meba la te kona ni se. Te kona ni te li yin me pa te tene tongpa nye. Te kona ni le senpa tse, sanpa tse, hirap ju jepa tse, rikpe gakpar sawa yinu. Te kona ni ten le bepa tse, chu je da te rikpe gago gre. Rikpe ka se je te kar re. Tundan ju si ji hirap ju chu je da te nam toga takpa yin de me par hi na tene rikpe gakpar re. Oya. Tek suma.
The nature of this self-entity of phenomena is first explained by a quote from the commentary of the 400, which is a text by the student of Nagarjuna, which is Aryadeva. And it says, if it is thought of, it exists only because of that. Meaning, if there is a thought that there is a self-entity within phenomena, then there is one, but only because one thinks it is. And if it isn't thought of, then it isn't asserted to be there, or it isn't there. So if one doesn't think that there is some existing self or self-entity within phenomena, then there isn't one. And so this is, so the self or self-entity within phenomena is simply something imputed by the thought. Because one perceives there to be some self, then it appears as if there is one. But there actually isn't. And then this is illustrated by an example. It says it's like labeling a coiled rope to be a snake. So at night if you see a rope coiled up, you might think it was a snake. And thinking that it's a snake, then it would appear as if it were a snake. But in fact, it isn't a snake. So this self of phenomena does not have an existent nature or existent essence. The self entity of phenomena is simply something imputed by thoughts. It is not inherently existent. And the text continues, through the power of co-emergent ignorance, which one has been accustomed to since beginningless time, these specific characteristics of inner and outer phenomena, such as forms which appear to the ordinary mind, are taken to be real. So begin with, through the power of co-emergent ignorance. And what is meant by co-emergent ignorance is the ignorance which all beings have naturally. Says that they think naturally that they have a self. Even animals think or have some kind of sense of a self. And so here the example, they're all phenomena, outer and inner, such as forms. So forms, sounds, smells, taste, and tactile objects. And then inner form, inner phenomena refer to the body and the sense faculties. Can also be referring to the skandhas of the individual. So one has, one through the power of this ignorance, perceives the specific characteristics of phenomena as something real. One conceptually clings on to the specific characteristics of phenomena as being something existent. So this is like taking a rope to be a snake. It is something which is only imputed by thought. So this perception of a self-entity within phenomena is simply a conceptual imputation. It's nothing else. There is no actually existent thing. So the self of phenomena is not a truly existent, or it lacks any existent essence. So things are not inherently existent. It means all inner and outer things are not inherently existent. And when one considers their suchness, considers what they actually are, then one is able to refute them through reasoning. So if one considers the actual nature of phenomena, examining it with one's prajna, then one is able to refute the true existence of a self of phenomena. When one is analyzing for the ultimate, one, through reasoning, comes to recognize that the self of phenomena is something simply imputed by concepts.
Yeah. taking a rope to be a snake is essential. Nature is clinging to what appears to an ordinary mind. Is truly existent in terms of its specific characteristics. Like taking a rope to be a snake is essential. Nature is clinging to what appears to an ordinary mind as truly existent in terms of its specific characteristics. Like taking a rope to be a snake is essential. Nature is clinging to what appears to an ordinary mind as truly existent in terms of its specific characteristics.
Ta sabje somba teda gagub junsi chuje da te Gagubi Jumjin Karasana Jumjin Dimni Tsawa Danzin Joser Gaihi Samson.
The third section is the reason why it is necessary to refute this self or phenomena. And the root text reads, true existence of the object is refuted because clinging to it is the cause of grasping onto a self. The root of the two obscurations.
Tetabu Nguyinte Mupula Nguyambarikin Besemte Chija Danze Sigete Mupula Nguyambarikin Besemte Nguyambarikin Besemte Numumba Drapa Dan Hibza Drapa De Drapa Nijet Sava Dinijet Sava Dancing, Jesse Kanza Chile Jesse Pumper Zemba Yona Pumbo Zogju Pumbo, Toro Pumbo, Dohiji Pumbo, Dozija Pumbo, Namhiji Pumbo, Pumbun Zemba Yona Pumbo la Dember Zemba Yona Zemba Pumbo la Dember Zembate Pumbo Dember Zemba Pumbo Rangiji Trover Zembate Jetang Chujitan Zere Ta Jesse Pumbo la Danzin Yopa Tesei to Tela nganzen yu Nga nga da da sambe zemba yore Pe na Nga tsu rangka lu tela denban zemba Yo na Tene lu tela nga nga da da sambe danzen yang chikre Tisei na Tanda Danzen je jo yang denzen de Nga tsu pungpo de denba re samdu Ten pungpo de la da da zemba chikre Tesei tela nganzen yu Nga, da, da, samba nganzen chikare. Nganzen yo na yang lete. Nganzen yo na nga, nga, samba nganzen de yo na yang lete. Tene le sakre. Nganzen la tente, nganzen da danzen la tente le sakre. Nganzen da danzen yo na yor yita onwa la chakpa ta yita mongpa la dangwa dra la kontro ta. Parmala Mumba Yungre Chadang Latin de Tene Le Sagre. Tele Chang Nichevai. Tene Le Tele Tente Lege Lege Dreva Cheva Langre, Kovala Chigre. He song here. Tene Hidrev Jayang So Yinte. Mubola. Mopo denban zembate, hibs a drippet sore. She deb the yeva mambu yere, he deb just so on ravore. De Jumsen Carresana, Joy Tequachim, Joy Lamale. Corso number topa gang, then he's a drapanduze. Corsom city, Pena zok jing thong kapso, thong sa gang thong ya ke yor zok ta, thong apu da ta, thong me sawa som na, denpa re sampe zemba yo na ten khor som jen zemba re. Khor som jen zemba gang yinba ten, khor som jen nambar toba gang yinba ten, teni hizi zemba re. Ten na yin nga tu leka kande se na, sepa apu da ta, Sabe yorte yortang. Leka sabe yortang. Saba somna denbar e samba te hizidrebar. Hizidreba yembat. Te yendo nga tu jimba chitang na yang tong apu da tang, tong yorte kangdu tong yortang, tong ngupo tang saba la denbar hemba yabate hizidrebar. Kisi dhriba yinpantu, kisi songsu. Tiyi sa jumsin te nyi ji sa dhriba nyi, nyumumbu dhriba tang, kisi dhriba nyi pang ne, tharpa tang. Nyun dhe pang na, tharpa topa la, tharpa tang, tsam topa la nyumumbu dhriba pang gore. Tiyi teng to tham jen jen pa topa sepa la, nyumumbu dhriba teng to kisi dhriba yang pang gore. Tham jen jen pa topa rindo pa ta ki nam ji. Dhrim nyi ji tsawa, Drapa niji tsava, te karre. Drapa niji tsava, te ngopo lo ngombar hienpa dere. Dorna tanda ngasu, hizu drapa te tsen deye nama la denpa re, samgadawa te hizu drapa le. Ngombar hienpa te panggu hien. Tsen de la ngombar hienpa te panggu hien. Deyang, yor dengu kakpa goni panggu te. Tsen de la denpa ri kienpa de pampa la denyin je namdo de lamsang pang togo ma re. Tsen de ye nama de denpa ri matropa hi gogodo. Denpa ri matropa hi na, teni denpa ri kienpa namdo de pang togo re. Yor dengu kakpa go ni pang go de. Denzen je miyor de denpa ri matropa hi te ngi hi chi na, teni denzen je lo pang togo re. Yebja pale, yorla dami dhongne ne sibla saunga guanjo. Yor, dhanzen ki miyor je, mikwe yor te dhata mepa, denpar mepa dhongna, hina, sibla saunga guanjo. Sibla kamsom korpa saun dhanzen gandu gure. Hitaan, namderle, deyor suyong mepa ne, tepongpa ne numayi ki. Tsema namder de parcho je trape songre. Dharma kati songre. Ndi yor se, dhanzen de yor te sun yong gogondo. Dhanzen ji yor la rikpa neba, dhanzen ji yor te denpar madro par hirap ke hi gogondo. Dhanzen ji yor te denpar madro par hina dhanzen ji yor sun yong are. Sun yong are ne. Ta dhanzen ji yor sun yongwa maipar ne te pong par ne nu maayin. Dhanzen te pong toku maare song pare. Mumma dror te chekwa re, thakpa la dror dun thorpa tse, dror maipi ngishi maachi na dhanzen ji namto pong toku maare. Pe te yin te dhanzen ji mayor te denpar maadro pa ngishi maachi na dhanzen pong toku maare. Ti se na, tini yor denpar maadro, dhanzen ta dhanzen ji yor te denpar maadro pa shi gogo na. Ya. Pacaran kalau je tu.
This kind of actual clinging or fixation is the cause of clinging to a self, which is the root of the two obscurations. So, clinging or fixation here means clinging to or perceiving things as being real. And this is what is meant by clinging to a self-entity of phenomena. And this is the root of the two obscurations, which are the obscurations of the mental afflictions and the obscurations of objects of knowledge. And there is a quote from a text by Nagarjuna called the Rinchen Trengwa, or the Jeweled Garland, which says, as long as there is clinging to the skandhas, there is clinging to a self. And when there is clinging to a self, there is karma. And from that karma, there is birth. So as long as someone clings to the skandhas, means as long as they cling to them as being something real, as being something truly existent, then they are clinging to a self or self-entity of phenomena. And here the skandhas refer to the five skandhas of form, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousnesses. So as long as someone clings to the skandhas, then there will be clinging to a self. So clinging to a self means thinking I, and me. And so, for example, we perceive our body to be something real, and we perceive our body to be a self. We think this body is me. And based on this clinging to a self, and karma is accumulated. So one accumulates karma through being attached to things that are pleasant, disliking, rejecting things which one considers unpleasant. One accumulates karma through being angry at those that one perceives as enemies, being attached to friends, and having a sort of ignorant attitude towards things one considers to be neutral. And based on this accumulation of karma, one takes birth again in samsara. So that is the principle or main type of a thing that is meant in the obscuration of objects of knowledge. So this particular obscuration can be explained in different ways or has different divisions, but the main thing that is meant by this is that one clings to things as being real. And then there is a quote from the Ju Lama, which says, thoughts about the three spheres are asserted to be the obscuration of objects of knowledge. So what is meant by the three spheres is, for example, when you see a form, you have the object which is seen, the one who is seeing, the self, and the action of seeing. So it refers to subject, object, and action. So when one perceives these three aspects, subject, object, and action, as something real, then one is clinging to the three spheres. And this is something which can be present in any kind of activities that we may do. So for example, no matter what we're doing, we can perceive someone who is doing an action, the action itself, and then the objects that are involved with the action. And if we perceive these as being real, then this is the obscuration of objects of knowledge. Also, for example, if we are being generous, if we're giving something away, then if we perceive the one who is giving, the self, the object to whom one is giving, and the thing that one is giving as being real, then the obscuration of objects of knowledge is present. So therefore, those who wish to abandon the two obscurations and attain liberation and omniscience must abandon clinging to things or objects, as this is which is the root of the two obscurations. So the two obscurations are, as we said, the obscuration of mental afflictions and the obscuration of objects of knowledge. When one abandons simply the obscuration of mental afflictions, one attains liberation. And when one abandons the obscuration of objects of knowledge, in addition to the obscuration of mental afflictions, one attains omniscience, or complete enlightenment. So if one wishes to attain liberation and omniscience, one must abandon clinging to objects, and this must be abandoned by means of refuting or negating the true existence of these objects. It is difficult to abandon the thought that objects are real right away. First, we must understand that they do not truly exist. And when we are certain that things don't truly exist, then we can abandon them. So we need to first then understand that this thing that we perceive of as a self, this object which we consider to be a self, is not truly existent. And so when we recognize that it is not a truly existent self, that it is empty, then we can give it up and that will enable us to give up the root of samsara. So the next, this follows with a quote from the text called the 400. It says, if
400.
If one sees that objects lack a self-entity, one has stopped the seed of existence. So if one sees that objects don't truly exist, then one has stopped or cut through the seed or root of existence or samsara. And then there's another quote from, what's the Sanskrit from Manga?
Dharmakirti.
Oh, Pramanavartika.
Okay. So then from the text by Dharmakirti, called
Pramanavartika.
Thank you. It says, if this object is not refuted, it will not be able to be given up. So this object here refers to this object which we perceive to be a self. And so if we are able to, through reasoning, recognize that it is not a truly existent, then we will be able to give it up or abandon it. This is like the example we had of taking a rope to be a snake. So if we're certain that the rope is not the snake, is not a snake, then we can give up the idea that it is a real snake. However, if one doesn't recognize that this object which we perceive to be a self is not really a self or is not something truly existent, then we don't recognize that, we can't give it up. Next song we'll sing is on page 42. It's called Turning Daily Behavior into a Practice.
Chetar Nyar Chortam Nyarva Kapsa Chetar Nyar Choryabu Higo Sava Kapsa Chetar Satoryabu Higo Drova Kapsa Kandes and Drogo do Yabu. Chulanji Kaps, Chetar Chuku, the Yabuhiku. Tetar Hina, Tene, Nyarza, Nudrochu, Yapote, Tampichuje, Yamninja to Sore, Tina to Zo Mambu. Chuse Bala to Zo Hajang Mambu. Mangyang.
From this song, you can understand. What to do while you're sleeping, what to do while you're eating, also walking, and in all your activities. And you can understand then from this song how you can turn all your activities into the practice of Dharma. So then you'll have lots of time to practice.
Then Mala Repa Nyarva Sava and Drova Chiopala 담배 취지 냠니 삼어서 더바데 랑랑 이히당 랑랑 이지 템보 여버리 몽알라 요테 콜라미 손도 오테
Milarepa was very certain that he knew how to practice the Dharma while he was sleeping, eating, walking, and engaged in all kinds of activities. Because he says in one line, I have these, or I know how to do this. So Milarepa had great confidence that whether he was sleeping, eating, walking, or engaged in any kind of activity, that this was, that he was practicing the Dharma. And so we need to have this same kind of confidence. Generally, we don't have this kind of confidence when we're practicing a deity, meditating upon ourselves as a deity. We don't have much confidence in that. When we are doing practices that are involved with the demons, we also don't have any confidence or belief in them.
As long as there is clinging to the skandhas, there is clinging to a self. If there is clinging to a self, there is karma, and from that, there is birth.
Number.
Topa Kang.
Tene.
Hize.
Reparando.
Korsom number Topa Kang. Tene Hize. Reparando. Korsom number Topa Kang. Tene Hize.
Thoughts involving the three spheres are asserted to be the obscuration of objects of knowledge. Now we're going to sing the song distinguishing happiness from suffering. Happiness
and misery, drawing the line with
Voltage. 13.
Ma devo chipo yogata chupa kakhi dunga yobu jumsi kar rahe se ta ta nanjur pata nanjur ma kakhi devo yobate rang sem che ne lo rango rang khi te ne lo ko ton tok pa se na tene nanjur pata nanjur ma devo yobare kakhi dunga yobu kar rahe trunang ki jisun rang te dung trunang ki jisun rang te tene le sa pe dunga dunga che khim pen do gi re dunga te che che do gi tene
There are some yogis and yoginis who are happy, and there are some Dharma practitioners who are unhappy. If you wonder why this is, then this song explains it. So the first line says that the yogin who, recognizing the essence of his own mind, realizes the true nature is always happy. So, if a practitioner recognizes the nature of their own mind, then they're always happy. The next line says, the practitioner who, pursuing delusion, increases his misery, always suffers. So the practitioner who is involved with delusion, then is just increasing his own suffering.
Mojju manga jani jurme ran sorto de no jur no myo de song tor ji to dom cho don ro
tang pon nam jur pa ta nam jur ma deva te so nyam ja la tu gun do ma pyu ngan li ja ne sem je ne lo zo chu me pa ngan de ya na Tene jurme ransar tagre. Jurme the same je ne lok saje chimore. Jurme same je ne lok tema ransar, thurpa ransar tapet nanjur pat nanjur mala rangi je devay. Dunga te karse yong to kahiye la yan dunga. Songsor je san rama. Song se je te dra song tela kondo che, nyi je song tela khincha che. Tene chadang ke Rangar so se jete chadang ne lo gom china chadang randor the dogre chadang ne lo gom mangi ba chadang rangar so ba jikte parba na yin chadang rangar so ba so te tene tanda chadang rangar so te rang so la cha yin so la dang de tupa jami tupa so te dunga chimbo
The first line of this says, the yogin who, by resting within the uncontrived state, realizes the unchanging nature, pure within its own place, is always happy. So, yogins or yoginis who are happy because, are happy through resting in meditation. So they rest, in the uncontrived state, which is the true nature of the mind, and this unchanging nature, which is also the true nature of the mind, is pure within its own place, which means that all confusion is purified within it. And some practitioners are unhappy, and they are unhappy because, next line says, the practitioner who, pursuing feelings and thoughts, accumulates attachments and aversions freely, always suffers. So, the thoughts then are what arise in the mind. And so one can have thoughts of friends and enemies. And if one pursues these, then one has suffering. But if one is able to meditate upon their essence, then one doesn't. And if one pursues these, then one is accumulating one's attachments and aversions freely, and one's engaging them in them in a free way, like the way people ordinarily do in the world. And so when attachments arise, they pursue them. When aversion arises, they pursue that. They get into fights with people and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's how you know.
So now, sing it again.
Indicate, don't song.
Yes, in a state which is not artificial, is unchanging and pure in the midst of whatever occurs.
Dami.
Dami.
Tomne ne. Sipe, Savung, Gakwaranjo, Yola Dami Tongne Ne,
Yola Dami Tongne
Ne, Sipe Savung Gakwaranjo,
Sipe Savung Gakwaranjo,
Yola Dami Tongne Ne, Sipe Savung Gakwaranjo, Yola
So this verse is from the text called the 400 by Aryadeva. It says, if one sees that objects lack a self, the seed of existence is stopped.
Tepong Varne Numai Deyor Suyong Maparne Tepong Varne Numai Deyor Suyong Maparne Tepong Varne Numai. Yeah.
This object is not refuted, one will not be able to abandon it.
Chasong. Dear check the tene tambo de gombo lodrop de songre, hajang kepa chimbure, nyebate jepte mede ye songre, samba songre, sombate arian deva songre, yepate dharma kiti songre. Te tambo tele se kamba yendo yin som na kamba nyin ma to mudo te apo lo lo zong kore chi translating zong ni jang ni chi te translating apo cha.
So these four verses that have been written on the blackboard are in order first by the great scholar Nagarjuna, then by from the Julama by Maitreya.
We
didn't have the authors. And then,
yes,
and the next is
Arya Deva. The last is from Brahma. Because Arya Pakpa La Sikhano.
The first one of these has four lines, and then the others are only two lines of verse each. So they're very important, and those of you who are studying to be translators should memorize them and study them well, and then you'll become good translators.
Tenen deso ya polo son do gogo no kaki kaki lo 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 zong zong togo mari san teni ying top me bare ying top dan zhen de me batare.
You should memorize these, and if you think that you can't memorize them, then that is a sign that you don't have any perseverance, or you don't have any determination or diligence.
Ning dop dan zhen de 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 king ning bo ye pe se na tang bo ning dop chen bo ye ma re de ning dop che re che re che re che ndo de
because this perseverance or diligence is something which is present within the Tathagata Garbha. At first you may not have any, but then it will grow stronger and stronger.
Tene de so lo lo zong ton da la sam ne tene so nam je cho zo gre so nam je cho ni gre.
By memorizing these and contemplating the meaning of these verses, you will gather the accumulation of merit, or you'll perfect the accumulation of merit.
Tene nga cho sipang korwa la ne te korwa la ngkor te so nam te ihi je cho ni ni go gondo. Te nye ya te rang nying ji so nam je cho ni gire hirab la ten te ihi je cho ni gire. Nga cho korwa la ngkor kin ngkor kin cho ni ni go gondo, cho ni do go gondo.
So those of us who are wandering in samsara need to gather the accumulations of merit and wisdom, and we accumulate these or find these, we find or accumulate merit through developing compassion and wisdom through developing prajna or our intelligence. While we are staying in samsara, we can find enemies. And by meeting or having enemies, how do we gather the two accumulations? Well, if we have patience with someone who is our enemy, then we are gathering the accumulation of merit. And if we recognize that the enemy is not something real, then we are gathering the accumulation of wisdom. So by having enemies, we can also come to have the two accumulations of merit and wisdom.
Nila ten tsoni kadas ni gdo sena nila ten de samba de ni gi mi yor tang bo ni de samba de ni la samba ni gi gon ten ra wo sim jin tam je la gon na so na ju tso nila ten de so na ju tso ni gre ten ne ni de ya ma la jo ma ta wo yang ta par kun zo do ju jin ten de tso sang je nang sang je ma to yang ta par ma do pe ki ne ye hi je tso ni gre nila ten ten de ten tso ni ji tso.
We also come to have these two accumulations through having friends. So friends are those whom we consider, well, who are objects for loving kindness and compassion. So if we first take a friend as an object to develop compassion and then extend that compassion to all sentient beings, then we accumulate merit. If we also recognize that this friend is like a dream or an illusion, that this friend is just a mere appearance that arises through the coming together of interdependent causes and conditions, but is not something truly existent, then we come to have wisdom. We come to gather the accumulation of wisdom.
Tangpo donga ni gire, donga la ten de yang tsoni ni kogdo. Rang la sem la donga chona, kale kapodo, te tabu rang le donga chi asim chin sanji machabare, te sola make the ninja gomna donga latin de sunam jitso nigger. Yan donga ten kunzo to jitin ten de so sanjana wa chunang dava tabuta. Don tamba madro per hip hirap china tene donga denbar madro per hirap yona tene yehi jitso nigger. Donga latin de sunam jitso de yehi jitso nigger ni gogno. Manina to gyongre. Rang gyongre.
While we're in samsara, we also come across suffering. And we can also, through suffering, find the two, or come to have the two accumulations. So when we are suffering, we should consider that all sentient beings actually are suffering more than we are. And by developing compassion for all beings who are suffering, we come to have the accumulation of merit. We then recognize that this suffering is simply a mere appearance, the coming together of interdependent causes and conditions, that it's like the reflection of the moon in water. And if we recognize through our prajna that ultimately it is not truly existent, then we come to find the accumulation of wisdom, or we come to have this. So when we are experiencing suffering, we can also develop the two accumulations of merit and wisdom.
Danyin jorwa latin de dunga nyungu semchi hajang mangbu yore, semchi mang chewa yore. Tenen jorwa latin de dunga nyungu semchi le nyingje gomna, suenang je tso nyebore. Danyin jorwa te ya mlam yendo, danyin jorwa te kunzob du chichin ten de tso sang je nama mlam tabin jorware, ma to denpen jorwa mare, mlam tabu chota tabin jorware. Yang tapa da, tenen jorwa madroba, Trabata
Also in samsara, the friends and enemies, they change a lot. And so this changeability of friends and enemies is also an opportunity to gather the two accumulations. Most sentient beings are suffering in one way or another, due to friends and enemies changing. So if one develops compassion for all of these sentient beings who are suffering due to the changing of their friends and enemies, then that is the accumulation of merit. And if one recognizes that this changeability of friends and enemies is like something in a dream, that it is simply the coming together of interdependent causes and conditions, that it's not a real or truly existent changing, that ultimately this kind of change is not truly existent, that it is emptiness free from conceptual aberrations, then one is gathering an accumulation of wisdom. And if one regards this changing of friends into enemies and enemies into friends in this way, then this process of change will become meaningful. However, if one doesn't, then one will only experience suffering, and there will be no meaning and no benefit derived from going through this. So one should apply skillful means to make the situation meaningful.
Gyavande jevo kun sonam yishi tsot sonam yishi les sambha kunin dhubal mundolam bukuyo